Identification of trees and distinguishing them is one of the challenges for most people. In this post, I want to tell you about birch versus aspen versus poplar, three popular ornamental trees to plant in front of your house. Although aspen and poplar's trees belong to a similar genus, Populus, there are differences among them. Here, I will provide various ways to identify these trees, including identification by images, keys, and comparison tables. I hope after reading this article, you can easily distinguish these trees from each other. Birch versus aspen versus poplar, identification with their images. If you are interested in identifying plants with their images, here, you can find pictures of these trees. In addition, I provide you with their scientific names and a brief overview of their appearance. Some characteristics such as the shape of leaves are important in plant identification. Birch. Scientific name, Betula spp. Note, do you know what is the meaning of spp in a scientific name? It indicates that multiple species are within this genus. Leaves, simple, serrated leaves, typically oval or triangular, depending on the species. The edges are often double-toothed, and the leaves are alternate on the stems. Bark, birch trees are well known for their distinctive white or silver bark that often peels in thin layers. However, the bark appearance can vary among different birch species. Growth habit, birches are generally medium to large deciduous trees with a slender and upright growth habit. They may have a pyramidal or conical shape. Aspen. Scientific name, Populus tremula, Populus tremuloides. Leaves. The leaves of aspen trees are nearly round, finely toothed, and have a flattened stem that causes them to flutter or quake in the slightest breeze. They are typically green in color. Bark. The bark of aspen trees is smooth and greenish-white, often marked with black scars. The color and appearance of the bark can change with age. Growth habit. Aspen trees are medium-sized deciduous trees with a narrow, upright crown. They often form clonal colonies through a shared root system, creating large groves. Poplar. Scientific name, Populus spp. Leaves, poplar leaves are typically simple, with serrated edges. The shape and size of the leaves can vary among different poplar species, but they are generally lance-shaped or triangular. Bark, the bark of poplar trees can also vary, but it is often smooth and may have different colors such as white, green, or gray. Some poplar species have bark that becomes furrowed with age. Growth habit, poplars include a diverse group of trees, and their growth habits vary. They can be medium to large deciduous trees with a broad, rounded crown. Some species, like the Lombardy poplar, have a distinctive columnar shape. Birch versus aspen versus poplar, identification with a comparison table. Here, you can find a comparison table that lets you compare the critical characteristics of these trees easily, birch versus aspen, aspen versus poplar, and birch versus poplar. See table. Birch versus aspen versus poplar, general comparisons. I provide you with a short and quick comparison of the leaves, bark, and growth habits of the above three trees. Birch versus aspen versus poplar, in terms of their leaves. Aspen has nearly round leaves that flutter. Poplar has lance-shaped or triangular leaves. Birch has oval or triangular leaves with a serrated edge. Birch versus aspen versus poplar, in terms of their bark. Aspen has smooth, greenish-white bark. Poplar has smooth bark of various colors. Birch has distinctive white or silver peeling bark. Birch versus aspen versus poplar, in terms of their growth habit. Aspen has a narrow, upright crown. Poplar has a broad, rounded crown, varying by species. Birch has a slender, upright growth habit with a pyramidal or conical shape. Birch versus aspen versus poplar, key to distinguishing. In this part, you can find a key that helps you to identify birch, aspen, and poplar step by step. Leaf shape to distinguish. If the leaves are nearly round and flutter in the breeze, aspen, Populus tremula, or P. tremuloides. If the leaves are lance-shaped or triangular, poplar, Populus spp, or birch, Betula spp. Bark color and texture to distinguish. If the bark is smooth and greenish-white, often marked with black scars, aspen. If the bark is smooth and may have various colors such as white, green, or gray, poplar. If the bark is distinctive white or silver, peeling in thin layers, birch. Conclusion. In this article, I helped you in terms of birch versus aspen versus poplar and tried to help you distinguish these ornamental trees in various ways including images, appearance comparison, and key. In addition, you can get help from free online tools. One of the best plant identifiers is the House Plant Identifier. It's an easy working tool with high quality that can detect varihi. I'm a horticultural consultant. Join me in this post to show you a collection of types of Peperomia caperata images. It will help you to choose the best one for your indoor decor. I also will tell you points to caring for your peperomia, based on my knowledge and experiences. Keep reading. The ripple peperomia, with the scientific name of Peperomia caperata, belongs to the Piperaceae, pepper, family. If you are interested in terminology, its scientific name is derived from Greek words, peperi, pepper, plus homoios, resembles, due to its similarity to Piper nigrum, black pepper plant. Latin word, caperata, wrinkled, due to the wavy texture of its leaves. Ripple peperomia is an evergreen plant in tropical regions, however, it grows as a houseplant in temperate climates. This plant can grow well with fluorescent lights, so it is ideal for offices or rooms without natural light. Peperomia caperata appearance. The ripple peperomia, Peperomia caperata, has heart-shaped grooved leaves with a wrinkled nature. This plant has several varieties with different common names, and their most difference is due to their color. It is more challenging for varieties with red leaves that are hard to distinguish. Peperomia caperata has usually pinkish to reddish petioles. Another thing about its appearance that adds to its interest is its cream-colored, spiked inflorescence. Top 10 types of Peperomia caperata. Here, I provided you with images of 10 stunning types of Peperomia caperata. Emerald ripple, Peperomia. As you can see, the emerald ripple has beautiful heart-shaped green leaves and is closest to the original habit of Peperomia caperata. Peperomia caperata Lilian. Peperomia caperata Lilian is very similar to emerald ripple with its green leaves, but you can distinguish them by its cristate inflorescences. Peperomia caperata Red Luna. Peperomia caperata Shumi Red. It is very similar to Peperomia caperata Red Luna with the same leaf color, but darker and growing more compact. Red Ripple Peperomia, Peperomia Burgundy. The Peperomia caperata Ripple Red is a mixture of green and red colors that gives a wine color to the Peperomia caperata Burgundy Ripple. Silver Ripple Peperomia. Scientific name, Peperomia caperata Silver Ripple. As you can see in the picture, this variety has light green leaves. Peperomia Rosso. Scientific name, Peperomia caperata Rosso. Peperomia caperata Variegata. If you ask me, the Peperomia caperata variegate is the most spectacular multicolored variety of this houseplant species. Peperomia caperata maculate variegata. Peperomia caperata Quito. I love this gorgeous foliage with orange to lemon leaves. Pro tips for caring for types of Peperomia caperata. However, Peperomia caperata is grouped among easy-growing houseplants, but based on my experience, most people kill it due to doing several wrong things. Here, I want to share with you pro tips that will help you save your beautiful types of Peperomia caperata. To have a fresh Peperomia, put it in a place with bright and direct light. I discuss the various light types in every house based on your window type, south, north, west, or east-facing window, when considering light requirements for bamboo plants. Never put the types of Peperomia caperata in direct sunlight that will burn the leaves. Types of Peperomia caperata have thick leaves that let them save water, so you must water them only when the topsoil dries out. It will help you to prevent root rot. Try to keep water off leaves during watering to prevent plant diseases. Bottom watering will help you in this issue. Please note that types of Peperomia caperata are tropical plants, so cannot tolerate cold conditions. You should provide temperature ranges between 60 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 15.5 to 26.7 degrees Celsius, to save your plant health. The types of Peperomia caperata originate from rainforests of tropical regions. Hence, you must provide humidity from them. I recommend reading my other article about providing humidity for bamboo plants in my other article to make your inspiration. Check your Peperomia caperata regularly to find tiny bugs on your houseplant. Mealybugs and aphids are important Peperomia caperata. Types of Peperomia caperata are semi-succulents, so they don't like wet soils. Hence, it would help if you planted them in pots with drainage holes. Anyway, if you are interested in cash pots, you must know how to plant in pots without drainage holes and what is the best practice for watering in this type of planters. Conclusion. I love types of Peperomia caperata with their gorgeous foliage. Here, I showed you the images of 13 varieties of them, however distinguishing between red varieties of Peperomia caperata is very hard, and I think some of them may be the same varieties with different common names. Which variety is more interesting for you? Red? Green? Or variegated? I love all of them and like to have an indoor collection of types of Peperomia caperata. How about you, us plants including trees in only 2 seconds?